Good morning. I'm Diana Claire Douglas, with a croak in my throat.
And you are?
Anna Marie Forhoover.
I welcome you all. You know, one of the things about being at a conference is one has no idea how many people will turn up in your workshop. So this is delightful. We've got a full room here. And it looks like people are going to be coming and going while we start the process. So we'll just allow the inflow to happen. As you know, we only have an hour and a half for our time together. And the question we're asking today, the theme, what is needed for humanity to become allies of evolution, is a very big question. So we are going to use time as a sacred container. And I do this often when I do constellation work, that time can be a container for us. So I don't know, do we want to say more about us? Okay. So I am from Ottawa, Canada, and I have been doing systemic constellation work now since 2009. And I started doing family constellation work and then organizational constellation work. And that's where I met Anne-Marie through the Hague Center. And Marilyn and I, through Integral City, have been using constellations, so organizationally. And now my main impulse that's moving through me, through, and I feel from the knowing field, is to apply this work for large-scale collective social justice issues. And I am, I call the, that has an evolving branch of systemic constellation work, and we haven't really named it yet. So all of us who are doing the work call it different names. So we have social justice constellations and societal issue constellations and community constellations and city constellations. So you can see there are many names. The name that's come for me in the way that I do this work is called Constellating for the Collective. And so today we're offering that, a constellation for the collective. And I see it as preparation for our Friday night, the big community constellation. So the question came to me from the main theme for this conference, Allies of Evolution. And I became curious inside me, well, how do we become allies of evolution? So that's where this workshop comes from, is a response to the call from the conference. So I welcome you all, and now you can say a bit, eh?
Yes, so like Diana Claire says, we've been working together for quite some years in the Hague Center for Global Governance, Innovation and Emergence, and in Integral City, primarily as two very main containers from which we're looking for ways how we can really collaborate, not only as humans together, but with everything around us. And in that inquiry, how and what kind of ways of coming together and collaborating, I think the systemic constellation work is immensely helpful and supportive and important. We're really developing and working together in all kinds of ways to get more clarity on what is my first next natural step that will bring me towards more unity, consciousness, and awareness.
When I've been doing this collective work, I've felt it to be very, very important to build a container for us to do the work. And there are certain protocols that I now use to do that. And because we're such a large group, typically I would do the next two things I'm going to ask you to do. We would do it as a whole circle. However, if we were to do what we're about to do as a whole circle, we would take the time for the workshop. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to work in partners and turn to the person next to you, and I will guide you. So if you can just, we'll start here. One, two, one, two, one, two. Go around. So turn to the partner so you can. If you can hold silence, please. Hold silence. We're building a sacred container. So I'm going to ask you, while we do this, to not chat with each other. We, of course, want to engage with each other, but this is part of building a container that allows us to do the exploration we're going to do. So the first thing I invite you to do is the person who is number one. So everybody who's number one, if you put up your hand. Okay. Number one, you are going to say to your partner your name, and I'll demonstrate this in a minute. You're going to say your name, your mother's name, your father's name, and then your grandparents on your mother's side and your grandparents on your father's side. Right? So I will do this. So I would be turning to Anne-Marie. And my name is Diana Clare. And for me, my mother is on my left side. That's not true for everybody, but you might sense where the mother line is. So I welcome my mother, Phyllis Mary. And I welcome my father, James Ian. And you see my father, for me, is on the right side. And I welcome my maternal grandparents, Mary and Lionel Herbert, and I welcome my paternal grandparents, H.R. and Clara. I welcome their support in doing this work. So, number one, you will do that with your partner, and then we'll exchange, and partner two will say the same thing. So you're going to say your name, your mother's name, your father's name, and then your maternal grandparents and paternal grandparents. Some people actually do not know the names of either, you know, if you're adopted, of your parents, or if your grandparents. Just acknowledge them, my maternal grandparents, okay? They're with us whether you know their names or not. All right, so please start. So you should. Number two can go if you're ready. And when you're complete, if you'll just turn forward. Thank you. And when you're finished, will you please turn forward? And we'll hold silence. Coming into a more conscious relationship with our ancestors is a homecoming, a return to origins, to a way of knowing, seeing, and being in relationship with the world that has been and is part of our collective inheritance. That's a quote by Carl Jung, and I think it speaks to the importance of us being conscious and coming into conscious awareness of our relationship with all our ancestors. So the room is full with us who are present here now, and it is very full with all of those who are with us and are always with us. So welcome. Part two of this, of building the container, is the importance of each of us being connected to the land so that we can do this work. And that's a teaching that's come from a number of constellators that are doing this collective work. And we're just discovering what's needed in order to do the work in the process of the evolution of this, the work. And so again, I'm going to have you work in partners. And partner one will start, and partner two, and then just move into partner two when number one is finished. And this time you're going to do three parts. The first is to say where you're from. Now, Anne-Marie and I really would have loved to hear where everybody comes from, but we'll just trust that it's here. So where you're from, your ancestral lands. So, and I'll demonstrate that in a minute. And the third one is where your body and soul feels most at home now. And I really invite you to use this connection with the land to actually connect with land. Find your roots. It's very important that we know our roots in this work. So I again will demonstrate with Anne-Marie. So I'm from Ottawa, Canada. My ancestral lands are Scotland, England, Ireland, Wales, and I've recently discovered Scandinavia. I am most at home in Canadian Shield Lake country, which is granite rock, pine trees, and lake, and my body and soul feels that I can really truly land there. Any questions about this part? So there are three things: where you live, your ancestral roots, if you know them. If you don't, just acknowledge the land from which you came, and where your body and soul feels comfortable, most comfortable. Okay? So, partner one.
Thank you.
When you're complete, please turn forward. When you're complete, please turn forward. Hands up, how many of you have not experienced a constellation, systemic constellation? So we have a few. Okay. I'm going to give a few basic instructions. I, for whatever reason, when I do this, I always have to stand up. I guess the energy starts moving through me. There's some basic group... Thank you. They're basic group agreements or sort of rules of the game that I like to use. The first is that each of us are willing to take responsibility for ourselves, and that includes any reactions. That's actually basic to all the work that I do. We're working in this context with large forces, and you may have personal reactions to it. So if you do, at the end of the workshop, and you feel you need some assistance, we're going to be here. We'll have to be out of the room. But please, you are responsible for your own reactions, and you can ask for help. Okay? And it's okay in any of this work to pass at any time. Everybody has a role, so if you pass, you can sit in the chairs in the circle. And please listen to yourself. We say the yes is as important, or the no is as important as the yes. So you listen to yourself, and if it's not appropriate for you to step in the field when we represent, just you're in your right place by sitting as a witness. And there will be, in exchanges with each other, there's no fixing, saving, advising, etc. Okay? So those are basic rules. Now, when we're representing in the field, and for those of you who haven't done it, you'll see what happens. It's one of those things that we have to experience it, really. But I would like you to remember that we are not playing roles. Representing is allowing energy and information to come from the field through us. For me, it comes through this way. Other people have it come in other ways. But we're not imagining ourselves as something. We're allowing the field to inform us. That's really important distinction. I'll be guiding you through it, so, and checking in. When I ask for a report, we're recording this, so I'll be bringing a mic, and I'll ask a report. A report means to share not the story or your interpretation of things, but what you want to share is any body sensations, feelings, emotional feelings, whether you're strong or weak, things like that. So you're just reporting in. And it's very important to look after your physical body through this. So, for instance, if you're representing and you need, and as a representative, you would have the movement to kneel down, but your knees don't allow you to kneel down, just tell us that that would be the position, but don't force your body into anything that is going to hurt you, okay? Please. And another thing is to move very slowly. The mind moves quickly, and in this we're doing deeper or essence work, soul work, so we allow ourselves to just move very slowly. So I invite you to do that. And a final thing that's a new piece for me in my work is that everything is a mirror, so what happens in the constellation is in the world, we're doing it for the world, but it also lives inside each of us. So you just might want to be noticing for yourself what you're drawn to, what is reflected inside you, so you can, every one of us can take something away personally, even though we're doing this as a collective piece. Okay? Are there any questions about being a representative and during the constellation? You know, you can put up your hand and ask me to. We can be informal that way. Are we okay that way? Okay. I'm now going to call in the knowing field, which is the sort of final preparation of building the container. It's a practice that I always use, and the knowing field is the field that we as systemic constellation work community work in. So if we could just, it's a kind of meditation for me, if you want to just close your eyes and really be with this as we bring in, it's already here, we're already working with it, but I like to acknowledge it. So I welcome this sacred container, the knowing field, that includes many more things than I'm going to name, but we will start with the great mystery. We welcome the great mystery. It includes at its core the indigenous teachings from around the world that all life is sacred. And within that core is that when we are in right relations with our ancestors, life flows smoothly. It includes Bert Hellinger, the founder of the work, and his first wife, Herta, and his present wife, Sophie, and how they have brought the work forward. It includes thousands of constellators around the world doing this work. It includes the thousands and thousands of constellations that have been done around the world that provide the energy and information that we need to support us in our work. It also includes each of our mothers and mother line and our fathers and father lines, which we've acknowledged earlier. And silently, I invite you to ask for a resource or support for yourself to do this work. Just see what comes to you as a resource or support. And I give thanks.
Okay, so if we can slowly come back into the room. Okay. 10:30 we have to finish, because there's a next group coming in. So we're going to start with an exercise, and what we're going to be doing, if we're allies, and we also take into account integral or spiral, the different value systems, how would ally look like from each color of the spiral, each level in the consciousness development with our worldviews? So we're going to map out here the different colors, and I'm using spiral dynamics because that's how we often work, but you can use teal as well. And we're going to invite you to step into an exercise. So Peter, can you help? So we're starting here, beige, and we're taking the warm and the cold colors. That's why I'm using spiral, because I like the development that is reflected in the colors. Beige here, there, doesn't matter. And what we're going to do is to take a moment and then feel if you are drawn to stand on one of the colors, and imagine that that is activating that value system within yourself. And sense how being an ally of evolution would look from that value system. Okay, is that clear? And it's an invitation to experience this. It's not an obligation. So practice again also, like, you know, feel, do you feel a yes, a no, a pause? be aware of that. And if you want, you can go and stand and just find your place. Yes, I'll come. Find your place, moving slowly, and see if you want to stand on one of the colors and experience how this value system within yourself would express being an ally of evolution.
There can be many people on one sheet of paper. Okay, we're doing this as a collective exercise.
And what do you recommend if we have no real understanding of the colors yet?
You're going to let yourself be informed, not mentally, but what I said about being a representative. Let yourself be informed from the field. You'll get words or images or body positions, and then we're going to do a check-in. So,
okay, so any more questions? But if your impulse is really to stand in between, then that will probably give you information too. Okay, let's just take a moment, and then whoever feels an impulse to stand somewhere, and it's not taking turns, it's all whoever wants to goes ahead. Yeah? We're going to take a few minutes for this exercise. So, there it is. And it's a silent exercise, so we don't speak, we just sense our bodies.
So while you're all stand, find your place, just notice what direction you are facing, first of all. Where your eyes want to go, are they opened or closed? Are you seeing anything else? Are you just inside yourself? How close or how far you are from the others in your little grouping of there. And we've now got a couple of people moving. I'm going to ask, once you find your place this time, that you actually stay in the place so we can get some feedback, and then we might do a movement. So I'm going to start with beige. And if one of you who feels you could speak, what is going on in beige as an ally? Anybody speaking?
It feels good.
It feels good.
I was drawn to beige mentally. It was not a physical impulse. I thought to start to beige because it's the first step. Mm-hmm. So I thought to see what it was like.
Okay, and what is it like?
It feels good. Good physical sensations. With no more details. Okay.
Just one more. And then
For me, it feels calm. And what is interesting for me, it's somehow I feel connection to the coral.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to move to purple. And who would like to speak from this group?
I feel rooted and strong.
Anyone now? Good. Okay, just one more.
I'm really noticing the energy of my partner to my left, and I'm facing towards the other kind of something.
So we have actually one facing this way, like back, and one facing up the spiral, just to notice in the purple. Okay, we're going to red. Who is this one who's going to speak? Do you want to?
Yeah, a lot of strength and really strong roots all the way to the back of my head. Mm-hmm. Lots of power.
Lots of power.
I feel very peaceful, and from here I can see everybody.
Okay, in red. And now we move to blue. And I notice for me, all of you have your hands crossed in front of you. So just as a movement that's here. Okay, who's going to speak from blue?
I was walking and mentally I wanted to stand there.
Red, coral.
No, yellow. Okay.
Yellow.
but here was the most energy. So I thought, I have to stay here. Mm-hmm. It feels a little bit rigid, mm-hmm. but stable. And I think we are needed.
Right. Thank you.
I'll go ahead. I started at red, where I felt I needed some power, and then I moved over here, where I felt like I wanted stability and calmness. For me, it's calm, peaceful.
Thank you. Now we're moving to orange, and orange, we have several directions that people are facing. Do you want to say, Tom?
I feel the skepticism of orange and the independence. And seems to reflect my mood.
Uh-huh. One more from orange.
Okay. At the beginning, I had my eyes closed, and I feel very self-centered, very straight, in a power, and proud of myself. And later, I opened the eyes, and as I am standing like this, I can feel the others there, but I'm also curious what's there. And I'm ignoring the green.
Okay, so now we'll go over to green, and we've got somebody who's bridging from orange to green, right? Is that what you're doing?
I am on the stretch, and I am on the move, and I feel a great support and energy from orange mm-hmm. part, and maybe even they push me, and I feel like greens don't accept me.
And somebody in green want to speak?
I feel centered. I feel centered, relaxed, although I have an openness to orange, and I have the blue in my back.
Okay. So just noticing the direction of green, they're all facing towards orange. I don't, right? Were you any of you looking this way?
I see all positions, and I'm fixed in direction of yellow.
You're fixed, okay.
Yes, but I am nervous.
Okay. Now we move to yellow. Are you in turquoise? Did you?
Yeah,
cause you
originally was between green and yellow, but I felt. I was originally between green and yellow, but I felt a pull to come back here to turquoise, where I feel. Definitely.
Okay. So. All right, who would like to speak from yellow? Because you've made the leap.
Yeah, my first intention was to stay between, and I tried, but I feel attracted to put 1 foot in yellow.
Yes.
I tried with both, but I don't.
Okay,
I come back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in this position, I feel a lot of energy with this size, but a little unbalanced.
Just to notice the three people are facing down the spiral. Okay. One more.
I like to the connection to everybody in this side, but I'm also One a little bit is peeking in this direction.
Okay, a little bit peeking into turquoise, I think, right? Or coral. Which, okay.
Okay. You feel in turquoise. So I noticed that when I came here, I was drawn to look at both yellow and green, mm-hmm. where I had been, and I am swaying back and forth between them. I need to include them both.
Okay. And one more? One more?
Yes, I intended to go to green, but then I was pulled by turquoise, and I feel like a mountain, and a top of mountain, kind of seeing everything. And meanwhile, there is a waterfall falling towards this way and also towards this way. So okay, I feel my hands like this.
So you've got energy moving...
This direction and also this direction. To the whole spiral, to the, backwards.
Okay. Yeah. And up to. Yeah. Okay, great. And we have one person in coral.
I'm feeling a lot of energy in my chest, like anxiety, and it's been building the longer I stand here. It started out very calm. I want to keep my eyes closed. I actually don't want to see the other people, but I feel this encompassing and really more interested in the circle. It's surprising because it started out so calm, and now it's like my whole body's just starting to vibrate, and getting a little uncomfortable.
Thank you. While you're still in the position that you're in, I'd invite you to ask for one word that connects it with what you're feeling with ally. So if you were to describe yourself as an ally from the position you're standing, what is the one word? And hold the word. Okay? So let the field inform you. You're not intellectually thinking it. You're being given a word. And when you feel that you have the word, will you sit down, please? Yeah, on the chair. Sorry, come back to your place. I think we should get the words. Yeah, but we can have them write it. Can you hold this for a second? We're going to pass file cards around, the cue cards, and I ask each of you to write what you were standing on and the word that came for you, okay? It's part of us gathering the resources that are the information that's coming. So we're going to pass cards around. Everybody their own card. But mark what color you were on. Can you take a card and pass it on? Do you have a pen? How many need pens? And he needs a card too. Give it. Thanks. Does everybody have a card? No, you need a pen. Thank you. Yep.
I must be getting too much stuff.
So can somebody pick up the cards? Pick up the cards.
So we're now going to go into the next phase. And we're going to do a big constellation. And the first question would be, can you put your name card down under your chair or wherever so that we are representing not ourselves, but whatever comes in the field?
Thanks. We're now in constellation, doing the collective constellation. There are stages. We built the container, and now we're going to do, and we have the question. In some cases, finding the question that a group wants to do could take the whole morning. But we brought the question with us. So just to remind everybody, it's here. What is needed for humanity to become allies of evolution? The next stage is to actually name the elements. And the way I do this with collective work is we collectively name what would need to be in the field or what is in the field that we're going to represent in the constellation. We're going to time limit how long we take to name it because there are many, many, many things that could be in the field. And I need somebody to be writing it down when people say it. So we are looking first for, there could be categories, but resources and blocks to being an ally of evolution. So I have named a few things that would be just as examples. So the resources, we've got responsibility. So what's going to happen is we're going to put all these cards in the field. Humanity being conscious of itself. Biodiversity. Willingness to decolonize. And connecting with indigenous roots. On the blocks to being allies. Toxicity. Body split from life, body-mind split, and colonizers of planet Earth. So those are examples. So now as a group, we're gonna look at what comes for you when you imagine being allies of evolution. There's a huge amount of resource here in the field. So one at a time, call it out, please. And I'll repeat it into the mic. So time. Open eyes. We might need more than one. Open eyes. Next. Willingness, courage. Just a sec, we've got to watch if Peter's got it. Yeah. Shadow. Okay, just a sec. So we've got to make sure that they're not doing the same one, right? Spirit of a child. Others? Entitlement is here. Love? Love on the pink card? Pardon? Release. Mm-hmm. healing, resistance. Just a sec. So who, what, Peter, which one have you done? Resistance, community. Peter, surrender. Capitalism. Integrity, Peter. Greed. Common values, Peter. Yes. Compassion. Hungary. Okay. Peter, have you got Hungary? Yep. Sorry, I missed it. Dialogue. Dialogue. Connected with heart. I don't know, is Peter, are you doing connected? Yeah, okay. Just a few more. What's both resources and blocks to being allies of evolution? Collective awareness. Friendship. I'm going to bring in, because I misheard, and I heard fascism. So I'm actually going to have, if one of you will do fascism, please. Structures. Passion. Passion. Fear. Charity. Consciousness. Good. I missed that. Alienation. Energies? Was it? Yeah, okay. Energies. All right, two more. Overview of the whole. Just a sec. Overview of the whole. Somebody got that? God. Good. I've said, pardon? Vision. Okay. And humor. Okay, you can see we can keep going. And we're going to just hold it there for now. Now I'm going to invite whoever feels drawn to organize these into categories that could be represented by one person. Okay, so for instance, emotions could be a category. Just so you come on the floor and you look and you try and find out, and it sort of self-organizes, but who would be willing to organize this into categories? Yeah, we need, as you know, several people if you join in. It actually is part of the constellation because we're already creating movement. We're looking for movement in this, so go ahead on the floor, find the cards, read them, put them together. That's okay. We need to put these down.
You need to communicate with each other. Thank you.
So it feels chaotic, which is the world we're living in, and we're bringing some sort of order in it so we can do the constellation. And we're using the collective energy, the collective intelligence, to see for this particular constellation at this time what the elements are going to be. Okay? So those of you who have been organizing, can you tell us the groups? And I need somebody to be writing the category name, which will be the name of the element. Okay, so this one is...
I think there's two.
Okay.
Just because I just joined. My group was... I tried to collect what is related to internal forces. And here, some other colleagues, they collected emotions, maybe. And that's why passion was a bridge.
Okay. So we're going to have one that are going to be internal forces, Peter. Okay. And emotions is another one. And what have we got here? What are you calling this category? What are you calling this category? We've got God, vision, overview of the whole, consciousness, open eyes. What would we call that as? Vision, or we could say consciousness. Consciousness. Okay, consciousness will be this one. And what have we got here? We've got toxicity, alienation, fear, fascism, shadow, body-mind split. What do we call these ones? Fragmentation could be one. Pardon? Broken reality. Okay, broken reality. That's good. Well, emotions, we've got its own category. So, broken reality, okay. And here we have, you said?
This group is collective consciousness and community. So it's, I see it, the other consciousness as a, like an individual consciousness. It depends if you...
Okay. There was... individual inner forces, and then there's we've got consciousness is a big C consciousness, and we've got collective conscious maybe conscious. Okay, collective consciousness is here, and here we've got
unity
or healing. It actually for me healing. This one would be healing. We're going to do time, but in the container, setting the container. So you mentioned time. Hungary is the only country, and that was an interesting one. I'm going to dialogue. And what's this one here? Okay, here we have willingness to decolonize capitalism. Actually, willingness to decolonize is a positive. It's a resource, so healing. Be part of healing. This one, what do we want here? Resistance, structure, capitalism, greed. Hungary could probably go in there. No, Hungary couldn't. Okay, we've got some odd ones. And biodiversity would be healing too. Okay. We've got one unnamed one so far. That could actually, these could be in part of broken reality. Sure, let's do that. Yep. So just put them with broken reality. Where would dialogue go? Consciousness is a big one, and then an inner consciousness. A big consciousness.
Yes, but it's included in the normal consciousness. This overview of the whole consciousness, open eyes, vision, and God. It's not an individual one.
No, so that's big C consciousness.
And what's that?
That's collective consciousness, humanity.
Okay.
No, that's big C consciousness, God. Like the big
universal
consciousness.
Universal.
Okay, we could add you the inner forces.
Okay.
Inner forces. Okay. Here was this one consciousness. That should be universal consciousness so we understand it. Okay. Okay. What? What time is it? Okay, so we're now going to really use time as a sacred container. All of this is part of the movement in Constellation. And when we're doing collective work, we're not looking for a resolution today. We're just looking to see what shows up for us today and what movement might happen that would plant a seed in consciousness for all of us and the bigger picture. So we have a number of elements here, and I will read them out again. And we're going to place. Okay, can you? So, past. I use past and future, a timeline, and we're going to do that this way since we had Coral up there before, and then above and below. So, these are just marking for us. It helps a little bit with us looking at spatial relationships and direction. And we also mark above and below. I put above over there and below here. All right. I'm going to call out the elements, and this is the opportunity for you to listen inside for a yes or no, whether you are to represent what I call out, the elements I call out. And there may be more than two, you know, one of you who feel drawn, and I'll show you how you decide who would be the representative if that happens. So everybody just listen, okay? Spirit of evolution. Spirit of evolution. Thanks. And yes, yeah, sit back in your chair and I'll, once we've got everybody named, I'll invite you. All life is sacred. Humanity Thank you. Ally, and ally, we mean the whole spiral of allies, okay? Okay. Internal forces. Will you hold the package? Yeah. Broken reality. Thanks. Emotions. Full range of emotions. Resistance. Healing. Universal consciousness. Collective consciousness. Those of you who are not, didn't feel drawn to representing an element, you are witnesses to this. And we've been exploring all sorts of kinds of witnesses. You are vital to the process. So I invite you to actually be noticing what's happening inside you as you watch the constellation. Are you alert with it? Do you feel tired? Just notice what's going on with you. You are witnessing, okay? And we're asking the question, what is needed for humanity to become allies of evolution? So with those of you who are representatives, stand up, just so we can see. They've got the bunch, though. They're holding a bundle. It's not going to work. Okay. So if you could just show us your card so we could have it out and say who you are, just so we know. Resistance. Collective consciousness. Internal forces. Broken reality. Universal consciousness. All life is sacred. Emotions.
A spirit of evolution.
Okay, so I'm going to invite, humanity, right. I'm going to invite spirit of evolution to find your place in the field here. And as a reminder, walk slowly. And now I invite everybody else to find your place in the field. Slowly walk. Slowly, 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 slowly. Okay. And can you diagram the positions they're in? Here. And when you feel you're in your place, we'll stop and take a snapshot, essentially. So, and then I'll invite you to move. But for a moment, we're going to just stop the energy. So find your place, each of you, as elements. Thanks. Okay. So emotions needs to move. She doesn't have a place. So just, we're going to let you continue moving slowly.
Okay. Say hello. I feel also afraid.
Okay. Emotions.
Emotions is afraid, and I'm looking for a place which is comfortable for me.
Okay. But no place. Emotions doesn't know, can't find her place, and she's afraid. I have Marilyn diagramming this for us so that we can too. So, okay, spirit of evolution.
It's got a word, magic. Yeah, forward, yeah. It doesn't have too much significance, but yeah. Okay. Forward, if anything.
Yeah. Forward, and actually you stood in the center.
Sorry, I was
on the top. Yes. Very, and right in the center. Okay. Standing behind the spirit of evolution is all life is sacred, and they are back-to-back touching. So.
I felt straight away that I need to be connecting with the spirit of the evolution. I need to touch it, mm-hmm. and I feel a very like a DNA spiral connection with the spirit.
And I'm going to ask internal forces, who is actually closest to the past, facing straight down, if we were at 6 to 12, along that line.
I would like to go forward, but I'm afraid because what I see is very fragile. I'm afraid to break it. Okay. That's why I'm here for the moment.
Okay, so just to notice that spirit of evolution, when internal forces was talking, spirit of evolution moved to face internal forces. Okay. So I'm going to check and come back to you. We have humanity.
There is a pull towards future and also a connection with above, but the strength of whatever behind humanity.
So the strength is the group that's actually in the center of the constellation, okay? And humanity, if we were a clock, you'd kind of be facing 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, okay? I'm going to check because we've had movement here. You are, resistance is standing very close, shoulder to shoulder, to the spirit of evolution, and all life is sacred.
But my first impulse was to stay in front of the spirit of evolution, and when he turns back, I need to move. Okay. And I feel the, and I need to stay close and interfere, okay, some way.
All right. Ally.
When the spirit of evolution was first facing forward and resistance was in front, I felt it was important to resist resistance and let spirit of evolution be able to see me, and I still feel like it's important for spirit of evolution to see me.
And
I am seeing. I am seeing spirit. Spirit of evolution, I'm seeing allies, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, over here.
Broken reality. So can you in the mic? Broken reality.
Broken reality.
And what's going on?
I don't want to see.
And you're close to below.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to see anything else? Arms crossed?
Yeah.
Do you feel weak or strong?
In the middle, but rather strong, more strong than weak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And collective consciousness?
Is at about 2:30.
Yes. Well, I sensed it was important to have the fragmentation in view so I can...
Broken reality.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and also, universal consciousness was there. So, I wanted before. So, I wanted
and
to.
Universal consciousness has moved, right?
Yeah. And I also wanted to have the embracing of the center of everyone. So.
Okay.
And broken reality.
Yep. I have still other information because collective consciousness came near to me, and I wanted to go. And I was glad that he was going there.
That
so
he
I could.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Did I check? Emotions, what's happening?
It's funny. I think I found my place here in the past, and I observe them. I hear what they say, but it's like, I don't know if I can say it. What are you doing here? Yeah, one thing broken, what was it? Reality. Actually, I would like to support her. She's not alone, and I'm here.
Okay, do you want to go to her?
Yes, if she's okay with that.
She smiled. Okay,
yeah.
So walk slowly.
So universal consciousness moved from close to the future, has moved around to about 10 o'clock.
I started to move back.
And move back?
Started.
Yeah. Okay. And
do you know what that's for?
Yes. So as they turned, I felt their like a pulling energy. I want them to expand or being bigger or coming closer. Yeah, yes, this, okay. The whole system. So I have the just to embrace the everybody and just make expansion.
Uh-huh.
But they, as they faced the past or they turned, I had to move here to above to have the connection again.
Okay.
And they, as they faced again, I can move back there.
Okay.
So healing.
Yes, I feel that I am embracing both the past and the future. That's why I'm sort of in between.
Yeah.
And I'm above, but close to the center, because healing requires being conscious of what needs to be healed.
Right.
And
Do you notice the spirit of evolution?
Yes, he's turned toward this direction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Towards you.
And toward me.
And
yeah.
Between you and the spirit of evolution is resistance.
Resistance, yes. That's very significant.
And
as healing, what's your relationship with resistance?
Close in terms of willing to embrace the sources of this resistance, understand it, and be able to move with it. Yes.
Now, if everybody will just hold for a sec, I need to...
If everybody would just hold your position, I need to ask somebody to come in, and then we're going to start a movement. Are you willing to be the conscious witness?
Be the conscious witness.
We don't need to know anything, just...
No.
Okay.
What? Okay. Are you willing to be the conscious witness?
Don't worry. Okay, so you're gonna just hold this and come into the field slowly
and walk through the field as conscious witness. Put your paper down. Okay. Would everybody, we have a new person coming in, but each of you make a movement. See where, now that we've heard everybody. Yep. So we have one more movement to make. The conscious witness has entered, and we'll just see what happens. Are there any movements? And we'll take a snapshot of that. Yes, conscious witness has entered the field. And we've got hallelujah with it. So ally is following the conscious witness who's moving slowly through the field. And the ally has now moved to face close to 10 o'clock, facing the spirit of evolution. Humanity is moving closer to the conscious witness and universal consciousness. Do you have any connection with the witness or not? Yes, connection, universal consciousness. Okay, we're just noticing any other movement that needs to be made in this time, sacred time. Spirit of evolution has just moved. Okay. So I ask everybody to find their final place, and we'll just say that. Can you go and have a look at resistance? Is that possible? I've just asked the conscious witness to see whether she can look at resistance or get closer to resistance. And emotions reached out to conscious witness. Okay, so this is our final picture. Healing, conscious witness, and emotions are looking at resistance. Spirit of evolution is moving back. All life is sacred is close to resistance. Oh, joining the three inner forces. Okay. And just to notice that broken reality is turned around and is actually looking at the center here. And resistance and conscious witness are able to look at each other closely. All right. And humanity, we're just going to say.
I feel very strong.
Humanity feels very strong and is close to universal consciousness. All right. I want to thank you all. If you, we've got a movement here. Internal forces and spirit of evolution are now moving forward. Allies. Okay. So the final picture is we have spirit of evolution back in the center, with internal forces and allies all linked, facing towards humanity, which feels strong, being greeted by universal consciousness looking, and we have the centerpiece here, healing. So thank you very much. I invite each of you to step back out of your role, and I will demonstrate how to represent. Thank you all. And if you give Anne Marie the cards. For those of you who were representatives, you can shake. I ask you to stand up and actually do that. You could look at somebody and say your name and say, I release the representation, so that you actively do that consciously. And say your name, bringing yourself back to yourself. And are we out of time?
And then there's a question, if there is, as a closing, if there is anything that has not been said that you feel needs to be said. So if there's anything that comes up that you feel needs to be said, please share.
Like resistance, I feel the necessity to... I have the necessity to block... to the spirit of evolution, and in the last part, in some moment I feel very powerful and very expanded, and in some moment I feel I will win. And when the three allies or block me and I feel attached, and in some moment I feel sad because I am losing, but at the last moment I feel release.
So you went through a process of winning, sadness, release. Thank you.
I know I was supposed to be just recording, but my recording role became intimately connected to the conscious witness, and when we heard the noise from the other side, first time my heart just, I just like really had an extreme whole body emotion that wouldn't go away because they kept coming in waves. So I just felt like the conscious witness was being cheered by the field.
Yeah. I'm sitting with a blank card and just want to put in that there's something that is not yet named.
And do you have any idea?
No.
Okay, so there's a mystery. And Diana Claire is giving everybody that was a constellator her card because it's important for the debriefing. We would like to see if we could have some more feedback.
I found it interesting that broken reality didn't want to see anything. And when emotions came, there was something happening, but it was very careful. So maybe it says something about what we have to do.
Okay.
I was in the internal forces, and I feel that I should connect emotions and ally, but all the times were so far from each other, and I couldn't touch emotions and ally at the same time.
Okay. So allies and emotions far apart. One more, because then we have to really stop. Okay, so time is up.
Time is up. I just wish to acknowledge the support of the knowing field and that we close our connection with the knowing field to honor it. Give thanks, great gratitude for all of you for participating and being here with us, supporting the movement in this question. Those of you, I gave you a card, if you have more feedback, I write up a report, so it's very helpful for me to have the feedback. And those of you who are witnesses who saw or felt things, also get in touch with me. You know, I'm going to be around, so thank you, or us. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Diana Claire. And thank you all very much for participating in this work.